Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The elderly leader of the world's Catholics is fighting a serious infection. We get the latest from Rome.
Pope Francis is now in a critical condition after a respiratory crisis at the hospital in Rome and had to be given high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions on Saturday. The 88-year-old Pope was hospitalized more than a week ago due to a complex lung infection. The Vatican added that the Pope remains alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap today. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first month on immigration, specifically noting his mass deportation plan.
A longtime Democratic member of the U.S. House of Representatives says more people need to rise up and hold Trump accountable for what he's done in the first month of his second term.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch says the nation is on the precipice of a constitutional crisis. Lynch, critical of President Donald Trump's first weeks in office, marked by a series of executive orders.
We have a president for the first time in this country that considers himself above the law.
But thus far, congressional Republicans have indicated no interest in challenging the president. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
A police officer and a gunman have been killed in a shooting in the intensive care unit of UPMC Memorial Hospital in York, Pennsylvania. WHP-TV's Andrew Klein was at the scene this morning.
Six total people were hit by gunfire. Archangel Ortiz, the name of the man who came in to the hospital, they said this was targeted at the ICU specifically.
Police say the shooter took staff members hostage before he was killed by police in a shootout. Three staffers, two other officers were shot and wounded in the attack. Hamas released six Israeli hostages today, but Israel is delaying the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners until it gets assurances the next round of hostages will be freed and without Hamas ceremonies that Israel calls humiliating. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
The second phase of the deal will have to decide who controls Gaza. Hamas wants a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops, and Israel wants the rest of the hostages freed, the territory demilitarized, and Hamas out.
About a week remains in the initial stage of the ceasefire, but talks on the ceasefire's second phase haven't begun. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shouting, Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left her all too soon.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back. but I sent your little wagon up good, I guess. She said Kim never made a heartbeat so, cause he liked that certain something as we all know. Well, I burst a little bubble of mine's about to go. I'm gonna take her to the dog.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. Always packed.
like a healthy lunch, your hair slicked back, every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? Please.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
yourself that you said you were part. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So we have never more. Situations, but to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the Bay. And boys be breaking necks and try to get a peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. She drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is...
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. 88-year-old Pope Francis is in the hospital again fighting a lung infection. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
He's no stranger here at the Gemelli Hospital. This is his fourth stay here since 2021. 2 years ago, he was admitted for pneumonia. As for this latest scare, the Vatican emphasized that Pope Francis' prognosis is guarded, which means doctors can't predict if he'll get better or worse.
In fact, doctors have said Francis's condition is touch and go because of his age, his fragile health, and pre-existing lung disease. A surprise at the White House, President Donald Trump had good things to say about some members of the political opposition.
The elected leaders in this room are the living embodiment of the union to which President Washington referred. You're really doing a fantastic job. I won't say because the press is up there going crazy tonight.